Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. You know, sometimes when I'm right, I'm pretty pleased with what I've done. And sometimes I think, oh, well, ho-hum. Am I going to put this in or not? And I also know that the work is just every day, just doing it, and having so much material that eventually there will actually be some of it that will be okay. So today, what I wrote is a bit of a ho-hum sort of a day. And it sounds a little bit preachy and a little bit like I'm showing off. So I suspect that this text won't end up in the book, but you might learn something from it anyway, because I'm talking about how I, from swimming, yoga, and singing, there are two things that are coming together and that I'm starting to learn. So I hope you learn something and you enjoy it, even if it's not, I don't think it's the best thing I've ever written, but them's the breaks. I'm 56. Threads coming together. Does it have to take such a long time, 56 years, for the threads to come all together? Here is one way in which the threads are coming together for me, in my consciousness of my body. I swim, I do yoga, I sing. Breath, pelvis, the two things that are fundamental to all three. In my swimming lessons, we work on swimming as far as possible without taking a breath. We work on curling up in the little ball in the deep end of the pool and blowing our breath out so hard that we sink. I haven't managed it yet. We work on breathing every 5 strokes, every 7, every 9. I can feel my lung capacity increasing. Yoga is all about breath. When I first stand on my yoga mat, I close my eyes and become aware of my breath without trying to change anything. I just bring awareness to it. Am I breathing fast or slowly? Deeply or shallowly? In my abdomen or in my chest? And just by bringing my awareness to it, it deepens and slows. Every posture is done for 3 or 4 breaths, each movement specifically either on the in-breath or on the out-breath. The out-breaths extend. I relax my stomach and wait for the in-breath. The slower and deeper my breathing becomes, the more relaxed I become. Sometimes I can sit in pranayama after having breathed out, and the desire to breathe in comes far later than I would ever have believed possible. Sometimes I only breathe in because my brain is telling me that surely I can't be sitting there without breathing for such a long time. The desire to breathe in coming from my brain, not my body. And in singing, the work for me is to get out of my own way so that I can breathe in the most natural and relaxed way possible. I sometimes forget to breathe at all, especially when I'm stressed. And I have a tendency to tense my throat when I inhale. In all three, it is about relaxing into deep, slow breaths. The swimming extends my lung capacity. The yoga brings laser-focused awareness of my breath. And they both help me to sing in a more relaxed way. And then there is the awareness of the placement of my pelvis. For breaststroke and butterfly,
I am learning to dive towards the bottom of the pool at the beginning of each stroke, then to tilt my pelvis so that my back flattens and exerts pressure so that the front of my body comes back up to the surface. It then lifts up out of the water. It's an incredible feeling. It feels like flying. In yoga, I am so much more aware of sliding my shoulder blades down my back towards my hips so that my shoulders less hunched up. At the same time, I tilt the bottom of my pelvis forward so that my lower back flattens. When I'm sitting in meditation, it feels as though my torso is a strong, centered, symmetrical barrel, and that the breath is coming into the center of the barrel and expanding it equally in all directions. In singing, we talk a lot about support. Support is often misinterpreted to mean tense your stomach muscles. But that doesn't work. Singing is all about transforming the whole body into a resonating chamber so that any tension, especially in the belly, stops the vibrations dead and transforms the voice into a feeble little thing. Instead, by releasing the pelvis so that the lower back falls into its natural curve when I breathe in and tilting it forward so that my lower back flattens when I sing, this brings a light tension to my stomach muscles without blocking them. I love how these three disciplines are weaving into each other and are developing the same techniques for completely different reasons: lung capacity, breath awareness, support. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.